Blog Talk Radio.
Well, everybody was online, all of a sudden it fell off. Did I knock everybody off? Hello? Praise the Lord. Anyone there? Can anyone hear me? Hello? Well, I guess I'm going to have to go out and come back in. Praise the Lord, everybody. I don't know what took place just now. Can anyone hear me now? Praise the Lord. Can you respond? Can you hear me? Can anyone hear me now?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, I'm going to close the lines back. I don't know what happened to the system went down and the phone went out and I saw some numbers up and then some numbers disappeared, so I want to make sure we're back in line. I don't know what took place, but we're going to keep these things bind up because it'll be always trying to do some interference.
Yes, always, always.
Praise God. Okay, we're going to put you back on pause. I mean on, praise the Lord, on mute. Father, we bless you today and give you glory and honor. Praise the Lord. As we come together tonight on the prayer line, we take authority over every foul spirit of the enemy to try to disrupt what God has already planned and pray, glory to God, that his anointing would just penetrate through anything, glory to God, that the enemy has plotted. We praise God for he is worthy to be praised. Give all glory and honor to Jesus Christ, our Savior. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the armor of God. Thank God for the word. And you said man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. And we bind the devil up. He is not going to block and stop, glory to God, what God will have us to say or do in intercessory prayer, preaching, teaching, reaching, comforting, encouraging, enlightening, glory to God, even when correction has to come. So we take authority over anything, glory to God, concerning what the enemy try to do with these devices in the name of Jesus. God, we're thanking that the word will come forth clearly tonight in prayer. And exhortation and whatever you want to do, we want to be open to your spirit. So, God, we just thank you for working it out and turning it around in the name of Jesus. And whoever dropped off because of whatever happened, God, you put them back in place so they can be able to call back in line because whatever it is, we don't never want to miss what you have for us tonight. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And, God, we just thank you. So, no matter whatever the test is, no matter what the trial is, God, that we encounter as believers, we're just believing you, glory to God, that there'll be an opportunity for you to get glory and praise and that we will rejoice, glory to God, that is talked about in James, God, for us to rejoice, glory to God, hallelujah, count it all joy when we fall into diverse trials, knowing that the testing of our faith produces patience, but let patience have this perfect work. And God, you and so glory to God, even in the midst of it all, you said any of us that lack wisdom, ask of you, and you'll give it to us liberally. God, so help us to know, glory, through the test and through the trial, glory, you have a purpose and a plan in all of it. You don't tempt, glory to God, us, and you told us not to tempt the Lord thy God. So even in the midst of everything that we go, help us to do with Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. All our ways acknowledge you, and you said you would direct our path. I thank you for ordering our steps, God. Help us to stand and stay in the path of righteousness. God, help us, glory, to deny this flesh crucified that you may be glorified. You got an assignment and a plan for our life, and we need to pursue you like we never have before so we can get the mission accomplished, that you will be pleased in our lives. God, there's some things you want to do for us in the midst of all of this dilemma, pandemic, whatever the crisis are going on, we want you to be more than the Christ of the crisis. We're praying so to get our lives right and line up with you so you can be the Lord of our life, not the Christ of the crisis. Every time a crisis come up, then that's when we look for you. God, we want to be able to praise you in the valley, Lord, on the mountaintop, in between the valley of decision, when we're trying to seek your face to hear your voice. Be still and know that I'm God. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. If we, glory to God, don't get an answer at that time, help us to be still, but still be about the Father's business, whatever else that you assigned us to do. Seeking first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, you said everything else would be added. God, it's a time like never before for us to make sure, glory to God, hallelujah, that our anchor holds, and that it holds, glory to God, hallelujah, steadfast and unmovable, glory to God in the faith, glory to God in the name of Jesus, knowing whatever labor we're doing is not in vain. But you said all ye that are laboring and heavy laden come to you and you give us rest. Hallelujah, if we're weary, glory to God, take your word, take your yoke and learn of you, because your burden is light and your yoke is easy. In the name of Jesus, you're meek and lowly. Help us to know meekness don't mean weakness. Glory to God, Jesus was meek, but he wasn't a weak man. He knew his identity and know what his call and know what his assignment is. God, help us to get to that place as well. Follow him, glory to God. Hallelujah, the perfect, glory to God, example. God, we are praying that you help us to press through like never before, to intercede and to pray. Glory, I call down these strongholds and everything in this spirit, glory to God, of corona, this spirit, glory to God, of murder, and the spirit, glory to God, that's roaming through the land and shedding innocent blood and just killing and murdering. In the name of Jesus, this spirit, glory to God, going around this stealing and glory to God and cause all kind of chaos and confusion, these anxiety attacks that are going on from fear, glory to God, and torment, the blood of Jesus. We pull down them strongholds. We come pull down these lying and deceptive spirits. We come against rebellion and stubbornness and disobedience in the name of Jesus. We come against, glory to God, the foul spirits of witchcraft and warlocks and every kind of divination, everything that the enemy is doing to divide the house of God, to divide the people, or give them where they have a deaf ear, glory to God, where they won't accept Jesus Christ, all the true and living God, everything that was causing confusion in the body of Christ. You said even what profits a man to gain the whole world and lose it. So some of them are running after, glory to God, filthy lucrative, and running after, glory to God, sex and Alexis and whatever else they can find. The blood of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus, that the body of Christ will wake up. The sleeping giant will wake up and recognize what God has assigned us to do. He's already shed his precious blood. He's already bought with a, we're already bought with a price. Glory to God. Help us to remember that we are no more our own but you. Help us to be led by the Spirit. Don't grieve him. Don't override him. All he has an assignment. He wants to use these vessels. He wants to use these gifts and these talents in the name of Jesus. Like the man of God said, how are we going to come before God trying to impress him with something he gave us? Hey, shut up. Glory to God. In the name, these things that you've given us is for to glorify you, for to bring about, glory to God, hallelujah, your sheep into the harvest. In the name of Jesus, all for people's minds and hearts to be transformed as we be a witness, God. We're praying, glory to God, that we'll get in place in these last days. In the name of Jesus, oh, glory to God. Help us, Lord, like never before. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. To be faithful and to be honest and glory to God, men and women of integrity in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We'll walk around with a gift and a talent and don't have no integrity. We need to have, glory to God, hallelujah, the Spirit of Jesus manifesting through the gifts, glory to God, of the fruit of the Spirit. You said we're going to know the tree by the fruit it bears. Help us to know, glory to God, there's no fruit cocktail on the tree. Glory to God, help us to be faithful and identify with Christ that people can identify us with him in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to have that agape. Help us to walk in forgiveness. Help us to walk in love. Help us to walk, glory to God, as intercessors and praying, glory. Everybody may not be anointed to be intercessor, praise God, but everybody can pray. But those that you have called to preach and teach your gospel and to intercede, help us, glory to God, like never before. Oh, the front liners, glory to God, to stand fast and hold fast and let our light be that beacon, like that light on that hill, like never before. So even the others that are following, glory to God, in the body as well as we be a light for those that are in darkness to come to the light. You said if we lift you up, you will draw all men to you. In the name of Jesus, God, we are praying like never before. In this hour, in this time, while we're going through this test, help us to pass the test by humbling ourselves, glory to God, getting rooted and grounded in your word, glory to God, so we can have an answer for everybody that asks about the hope that lies on the inside of us, that we can be an encouragement to one another, bearing one another's burdens, lifting each other up, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, you want to do some great things in this land, in the name of Jesus, and around the globe. We're calling for, glory to God, the warriors all around the globe. We're praying for the believers all around the globe. Wake up, glory to God, let us be united. Get rid of the isms and skidding and fighting against each other and, glory to God, getting caught up in tradition and doctrine and all kinds of stuff and missing, glory to God, the one that we ought to be following is Jesus Christ. God, help us, glory to God, all to fight for one another and to stand fast, glory to God, and pray for those things that when the attacks are coming against some of our brethren around the globe, hallelujah, that's trying to stand for righteousness and trying to live for Jesus, and those, glory to God, that are walking in darkness and all kinds of other things that they're gods and idols that they're supporting, glory to God, and worshiping, and coming against the ones that want to name the name of Jesus Christ or live for him, want to murder and kill, and us not want to, but is doing so. Oh, we pull down them strongholds that they can be free, glory to God, to worship and praise God and to witness, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. So much is going on besides this corona. So much is going on besides, glory to God, the prejudice and the things, glory to God, of the march. And those things are important to pray for. But we have, glory to God, lives are being lost in so many other areas that we need to pray for, glory to God. Murdering and stealing, glory to God, and killing people just, glory to God, and fighting and shooting at each other, glory to God, because you cut the line on me, or you took this and I was pulling at it first. And oh my God, some things, glory to God, just ridiculous. And this, even just recently, just a night hearing about just somebody snatching baby out of somebody's arms or fighting over to God. No, thank God for the recovery. In the name of Jesus, that don't usually happen, as the police officer said, the chief said, but glory to God, we got to be aware when we and people don't snatch your child out of your buggy and you fighting for your child's life and yours. Go out, just the enemy fighting over to God against you that wants your vehicle. So just snatch you out of the vehicle, or don't snatch you, just shoot you and throw you on the ground. Oh, we have so much to pray for. We have things, glory to God, where these spirits of the enemy's got people's minds all, glory to God, corrupt, doing hideous and crazy things, glory to God, destroying lives. God, even, glory to God, not only that, we know there was the sickness and disease already in the land that we already, glory to God, have to pray for. Help us, glory to God, to not get nonchalant about things as though this is because it's happening all over in different places. We got power to pull down these stronger. Power in prayer, power in obedience, power, glory to God, through the Holy Spirit. Help us to stand fast like never before. God, we need, glory to God, you, like never before. Help us not to get so nonchalant. We're on the wall one day, and then we're down in the valley the next day. And we're not talking because of trial. We're talking about because nonchalantly. We are serious one day, and we are fortified and anointed to go forth. Other times, we're just kind of coasting. Oh, God, I don't want to ever get to a place that we just coast in the Lord. We may have trials and tribulations, whether they come through our family, whether they come through on the job, whether they come through in the ministry, whether they come through with our neighbors, whether they come through, glory to God, with people that we love and least expect it. Nevertheless, God, help us to keep our eyes fixed on you. Help us, glory to God, to remember the promise. Help us to know, glory to God, why you died and why you, glory to God, rose again and why you put your spirit in us and what you called us to do. Help us, God, even when we are weak, help us to call on you in the, glory to God, in the battle, but build ourselves up, glory to God, even while we're on the mountaintop. Let us not get so high on the mountaintop that we forget, glory to God, praying and seeking your face. Help us to have thanksgiving at all times. Oh, glory to God, and be grateful. God, I bless you today. Oh, even just for food and clothing and shelter. In the name of Jesus, for drinking and clean water. Glory to God, we can bathe and go out, glory to God. Don't have to be to a point, glory to God, that we don't have the necessary, glory to God, centers that we need. Some of the glory to God might be because our land might be poor, but other times, look at the storms that's causing that same thing to happen, where you got the glory to God, don't even know where you're going to live at, don't even know, glory to God, where you, what food you can eat. We don't know, glory to God, whether you have to wait on somebody to give you clothes, and you got to wait on somebody, glory to God, just to make provisions for you. And you might have been living high off the hog at one time, or living, glory to God, in a sustainable life that was comfortable, and now look at the storms and life just coming, glory to God. the elements and everything. God, help us to be grateful every day. We don't have time, glory to God, that they have all this bickering and fighting and coming to each other and our doctrine and our tradition and this, that, and the other. And I don't like you and you don't like me, so I don't do this. And glory to God, and fighting against one another. Isms and schisms in the body. God ought not to be so. We ought to be fighting in the word of God against the devil, the real corporate, the real one, glory to God, that's using vessels. He got to have a vessel to use. Help us to pray and pull down them strongholds. Help us not to be used, glory to God. Help us not let our tongue be a fire blazing all over the place. And it takes some time, glory to God, to put the fires out. And some people, glory to God, things been said, hallelujah, or not said, going to the grave with it because the fact that we did not apologize. We did not appreciate. We did not encourage. We did not build. We did go out, make separation, or whether it be on our children, our husbands and wives and families or whatever. God, it's a time like never before. While this corona is going on and time where we can't really be in the church house, the church is in us, but we got to be in a place where that altar in us get before you and let you clean us up so we can be sharper in the spirit and use that sword to do what's right, to go over to God, come up against unrighteousness so we can walk over to God in the truth and walk in righteousness and call somebody to come into the light. Lord, I'm asking you, Lord God, like never before, help us as a body so we can get in place to come against all this sin and stuff that's going on and make sure sin is not in our camp. Glory to God. God, help us get rid of some pride and some high-minded, all blessed over here and overcome here and triumph there and victory there and other things that you're trying to come after. Going to be like a bowling ball, going to be knocking them pins down because this very thing that you're trying to get cleaned up in us, we keep holding on to it, going to turn back around and knock out all the good that we're doing. Help us, glory to God. Every area in our lives that we need to come up, let you do it. Help us to love on you, first of all, and love one another. Because how can we love our brother we see every day, glory to God, and can't stand this, and can't but tell us about all about how much you love Jesus. You love Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Time I bow to bow to car ride my Honda, go outside. The blood of Jesus. God, help us to be true in every area of our lives. God, no perpetrating. No perpetrating in whatever area. Help us, glory to God, to know how much you love us and send that love, glory to God. Spread it abroad. Give us wisdom how to go in and come out. When we need to be firm, when we need to be, glory to God, strong, when we need to be humble, when we need to be quiet, when we need to open our mouths and speak boldly. God, help us to let the Holy Spirit govern us. Govern us. He know how to, glory to God, bless, and you know how to set that thermostat. No matter how high the enemy bring the fire up, glory to God, you in control of the thermostat. How much and what you allow. Help us, glory to God, to pass these tests, but help us to be available for service, and not just to be available, but be there to do whatever you require, but it's going to take spending time with you, being obedient, governing ourselves, conditioning ourselves, disciplining ourselves, glory to God, and persevering, glory to God, with no hesitation, reservation, and stop procrastinating on what you know God says, and stop listening to voices that are not of God. Even if it's glory to God, the closest one to us, it starts saying contrary to the will of God, we ought to know how to switch tracks. Then no, glory, I can't receive that, glory to God, but I still got to stay pressing and pursuing whatever God is saying. Oh, God, we bless you. We honor you. We thank you so much for who you are and whose we are in you. God, help us to be faithful. Help us, glory to God, to glory to God, shine that light like never before. Help us to know trials and tribulations will come, but you said, be of good cheer. You've overcome the world, glory to God. You done told us many of the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. Help us not to draw back and glory to God, or withdraw from the things that you've given us. Help us not to listen to many voices. Help us to know, glory to God, hallelujah, you're going to bless us, glory to God, where we can be able to get established in you. You told us that the enemy was going to come like a roaring lion, glory to God, seeking whom he may devour, but you told us to resist and steadfast in the faith and told us, glory to God, to be sober, be diligent in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Before that, we got to humble ourselves and let you, glory to God, raise us up. And then you said, glory to God, our brethren already went through it, so glory to God, we want to let God, may the God of all grace, who called us into eternal glory it by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, after you have suffered a while, after you have suffered a while, glory to God, he'll make you perfect, establish you, strengthen you, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Glory to God. We know so many people don't want to suffer some things, and that's a shame, because that's what Jesus did on our behalf, to make sure that we, glory to God, be redeemed back to the Father. And that's part of the process. But even in the suffering, some things are going because he want to burn off this flesh. He want this flesh, glory to God, to die so the Spirit of the Lord on the inside that he's transforming us into, glory to God, will be raised up to do great and mighty exploits on his behalf. God help us, glory to God, to be committed. In the name of Jesus, this new man on the inside, let us feed him, because who you feed in that temple, that's who's going, glory to God, be raised up, and that's who's, glory to God, going to rule the house. We want to feed the spirit man, glory to God, of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he may, glory to God, be manifested in our lives like never before, and we can take that authority and that power over the enemy. Because, glory to God, don't let it be like the seven sons of Sceva. Glory to God. I'm saying, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Who are you? Glory to God. We don't want to be attacked and give room for the enemy for perpetrating. Glory to God. We want to be real and genuine, because we're no match for the devil without God. But we can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. And we thank him for his love, his mercy, his grace, and him being glorified in our lives. What a marvelous, wonderful, awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. Thank you for all the weaponry he's given us, that we, glory to God, know that our weapons are not carnal but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds, and we'll get rid of, glory to God, hallelujah, every imagination that has brought itself against the knowledge of God and bring it down into captivity. We'll pray without ceasing, day and night, not just calling up words, but praying with faith and fervency. Glory to God. He said the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous does avail much. Our blood covering over our lives, our families. Glory to God, these prayer warriors all around the globe, these that are on this divine connection that pray so fervently and vividly every week in the name of Jesus. Bless them, God, in the name of Jesus. Now we take authority over Satan, all this little cohort, bind him up, and command him to be loose from his assignment. Go back to the dry places from whence he came. Thanking you for the word of God. Thank you for Pastor Griffin last night for bringing such a powerful word about the dry bones, but God, the revelation from it, glory to God, and even bringing it on back to the time that we're living in right about now. Glory to God. I just pray that when the ones that can't hear or miss something, that they can go back to the www.blogtalkradio.com/divineconnection. Hallelujah. And listen, because sometimes, glory to God, we things that we might have missed even while we were listening, God speaking to us and encouraging us and building us and go out correcting us too. Hallelujah, because he loves us, because he chastised those that he loved, but he makes us aware of the end times and things that are going on around us. And we thank God for the servants of the Most High God in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord, and we glorify him and thank God. Glory to God as we pray even for prisoners, spiritually and naturally, as we pray for our governor and our president, our, glory to God, our gospel leaders. We pray, glory to God, for restoration. We pray for transformation. We pray, glory to God, for even those goals and dreams, glory to God, be manifested as they be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord. We pray, glory to God, that we'll communicate the agape love in the name of Jesus, forgiveness and love in Jesus Christ, in power and love, with prayer and supplication to the Lord to encourage and strengthen. In the name of Jesus, God's people, as well as we encourage ourselves in Jesus' name. Thank God, thank God. At this time, glory to God, we open the lines for Mother McCormick. I mean, not Mother McCormick, Mother Alexander. Praise the Lord, glory to God. We'll have even Pastor Sims tonight, glory to God. Right after Mother Alexander, we'll be Pastor Sims, and we're going to have, glory to God, Mother Willette. And we have that order, see if any of our other warriors will come on. We got some guests on, but we have them, so we're going to go in that order. So praise God, Mother Alexander. Praise God.
Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to your name, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you, Lord. We glorify you and you alone, Lord God, because you've been so good to us, Heavenly Father. Lord, your promises said you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. Your promises said, Lord, be of good courage. Be courageous. Oh, God, touch your heart of your people, Lord. Touch their heart, Lord God. Oh, Father God, your promises is what we claim, and we stand boldly and proclaim the victory because you gave us the victory, Heavenly Father. Oh, Father God, help us to stand on your word and your word, Lord God, because your promises cannot void. If you said it, it shall come forth. Help us to know, Lord God, that you is a God of more than enough. Nothing is impossible for you to do. So, Lord, we come before you today, Lord, interceding, Father God, for those we know and those we don't know, Lord God. Interceding, Father God, for those that is in authority, Heavenly Father. Because your promises is what we know, that it shall come forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Because your word said, Lord God, pray for one another. And your word said, Lord God, ask and believe when we ask, we receive. Father God, we come tonight standing in the gap for one another. Standing in the gap for those that is in authority. Standing in the gap for brothers and sisters, Lord God. Those out there that are going through some trials, Lord God. The adversary come against them. But we know your word said, Father God, that we are overcomers, we are more than conquerors. Help us to stand boldly and proclaim the victory that is ours, Lord God. Because your promise, he said, Lord God, if we pray, you did not give us fear. You gave us power. You gave us authority. You gave us dominion. Help us to stand in the mighty name of Jesus and bind the works of the enemy up. Because, Father, you gave us the authority to do these things. Help us to know that when you said, we are overcomers, we are overcomers. Help us to be bold soldiers, Lord God, that when we stand and take a position to speak, we stand boldly, Lord God, that the enemy shall not have dominion over us. He shall not have authority. Help us to come to realize who we really are. Because your promise is sure, Lord God. Your promise is sure. You said it, we believe it, Father God. We pray for the young people today, Lord God. Have mercy, Father, have mercy. Touch their mind, Lord God. Bring back to their remembrance, Father God, who they are in Christ Jesus, and that they are more than a conqueror, Lord God. We bind the works of the enemy that come against them in the name of Jesus. Binding up that deceiving spirit that come against them, Lord God. We send it back to the pit of hell where it belongs in the name of Jesus. We pray for the sick today, Lord God. You see it all, Heavenly Father. But, Lord, your word tell us that by your stripes we are healed. Touch the mind of your people, Lord, to know that they can stand boldly and believe by faith that if you said it, it shall stand. Help us, Lord God, to know that you make no mistakes. Father God, we thank you today, Lord God. We thank you for who you really are, Lord God. Because there is no healer like you, Heavenly Father. There is no deliverer like you, Heavenly Father. You are the only deliverer and the only healer, Heavenly Father. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise your holy name, Lord God. We come against this false spirit of plague in the land, Lord God, and we bind it in the name of Jesus. And we command it to loose in the name of Jesus. Because, Father, your word said, if your people pray, Lord God, your promise is sure, Heavenly Father. You said it in your word in Chronicles 2 Kings 14. You said, if we humble ourselves, if we pray, if we cry out to you, you will heal the land, Lord God. And Lord, we believe in your word, Father God. We know that's going to be a healing in this land, Lord God. Because your word said, if we cry out, if we pray, your word never fail, Lord God. Help us to know, Lord God, that we have the authority from you, Lord God, to stand boldly and proclaim the victory by faith. Nothing is impossible for us to do. Because your word is what we're standing on. Help us, Father God. We pray for the body church, Lord God. Ask your Heavenly Father to touch, Lord God. Strengthen the inner man in them. Let them know more and more, Lord God, that nothing is lost with you, Heavenly Father. Everything is possible if we stand. Stand on your promises. Believe in your word by faith that nothing can shake us if we stand boldly on the promises of God. Lord God, we thank you today, Lord God. We thank you for watching over our sons and daughters, Lord God. We thank you for taking care of them, Lord. We thank you for extending that edge around our grandchildren and our great-grands, Father God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because none can do it like you can, Father God. Your promise is said you will take care of the fatherless. I know, Heavenly Father, your word stand, Lord. Your word never fail, Lord God. Help us to stand boldly and proclaim the victory, Lord God. We come against this false spirit that attacked the body, Lord God. Pain and aches, Lord God. We bind in those spirit up right now, and we command them to loose the body right now. In the name of Jesus, of my sisters right now, Lord God. One is calling out that she has pain in her ankle, but I know, Lord, you said in your word, Father God, if we ask, believe, because you already gave us healing, Lord God. Help us to stand boldly and proclaim it, Lord God. We are healed by your stripes. By faith, we must stand faithfully, regardless what it looks like. It's what we're asking for, we must claim. The victory is ours already. And Father God, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for President, Lord, not only the President of the United States, but the presidents all over the world, Lord God, that you touch the mind of those that the enemy have the mind in such a chaos, Lord God. And we binding up that spirit that it loose the mind of these presidents, Lord God, that they will do the things that is pleasing, Lord God. You renew, Father God, renew those minds, Lord God. Because, Lord, you can do all things. Nothing is impossible for you. But you said in your word, if your people will pray. Oh, Father God, continue to keep us in your will, Lord, that we will stand boldly and pray these things down in the name of Jesus. We pray for the head of the prayer line that you continue to stand strong, Lord God. We bind up anything that come against it in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Back to the pit of hell in the name of Jesus. It shall not have authority. It shall not have dominion. Lord, your promise, he said, whatever we ask, Lord, believe. Believe. Help us to stand boldly, Lord God. Help us to be courageous in when we put our feet down and stand solid on the ground to know that if you said it, no man can void it. Help us to know, Lord God, that you are the author and finisher of all things. Nothing is impossible for us to do. Because your word said, Lord, ask. Believe when we ask, we receive. Believe it. By faith, nothing is impossible. Because your promises is real, Heavenly Father. Help us to walk by faith and to stand boldly on your word. Because none can void what you put in. If you said it, Lord, I believe it. Regardless what it looks like is what my Heavenly Father says. We stand boldly and we proclaim the victory because it's been given to us. Father, we thank you today, Lord. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, Heavenly Father. We thank you for taking away sickness and disease from the bodies, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for making a way, Lord Jesus, because you are the author and finisher of all things. Nothing is impossible for you to do, Lord God, according to your promises, Lord. Help us to know, Lord God, that your word not going to be void. Your word is true. If we pray, if we stand faithful, knowing that faith is what going to bring these things up. Because you already did it all, Lord. Help the people, Lord. Help your people to see, Lord God, that you already done everything. When you said it is finished, it is finished. We have it all. But help us to stand boldly and proclaim faithfully that your word will stand. Father God, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you and you alone, Lord God. There is no other but you, Heavenly Father. You are the beginning and you are the end. Without you, we have nothing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, we bless your name tonight. We honor you, Lord God, because you promise never to leave us nor forsake us. And, Father, that's such a great and mighty promise. It just calls us to love you more. The scripture says, for we have been given an indescribable gift. He is so wonderful, so kind and loving. So we, in our finite minds, we can't even describe him. We can't praise him enough. And we say we magnify your name. We magnify as far as we know how and that we can, but we can't magnify him to the magnification that he is. We can't get up there. We use the word awesome. Father, we know that you are more than awesome. You're so kind and loving, and Father, we just lift your name up tonight and we praise you for all of your mighty works and deeds and all of your great and mighty promises. And you tell us, Father, without faith, it's impossible to please you. He who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder for those that do diligently seek after him. Father, we praise you and we thank you. Lord, we just bless your name and we honor you, Lord. We thank you for the beautiful and wonderful prayers that have been prayed. We thank you for the head of this prayer line, and we ask that you continue to bless each and every one that comes on this prayer line, Lord, and all people all over the world are standing in need of prayer. It's chaos everywhere, but God gave us the promises in his word, and they don't fail. They don't get old. They don't change with time. The sister said, well, he is, and God knows I've been having to learn and walk through this, and he's the same God in the valley that he is on the mountaintop. And we do praise and honor his holy name. We thank you, Lord, for every good and perfect gift. And, Father, we come, we know what your word said. You said, if my people would pray, you humble yourself, turn from your wicked ways. Do Christians have wicked ways? The word said it. And so we need to turn, we need to get ourselves in line with the word and the gospel and to do what we can do, because that's what's going to change the thing, the Christians that pray. And I pray a lot for the pastors, the fivefold ministry, all of these, they need our prayers because it's so heavy, so many things are coming and people are coming where they think they can get help. Lord, strengthen us. Each and every one of us, Lord, that are listening tonight, give us strength. Father, wisdom. We need wisdom to know how to go in and come out. But we need, if you just help us, Lord, to hold on to our faith, Father. Proverbs 3:5-6. Yes, you know, I tell you the truth. We just got to hold on to it because he is able. In fact, his name is able. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above that which you would ask or think. And my heart goes out to not only people with the corona, but people everywhere are suffering with all different kinds of troubles and diseases. Sickle cell disease is one that is one that I lean on because I work for them, and I've seen the things that they have to go through. And we pray for all heart trouble, all the diseases that fall upon mankind. God is able. It's nothing too hard for us. And we just bless the Lord tonight. We pray for those sex traffickers that are still out there stealing and robbing. We ask the Lord to send those spirits away, the spirits of murder, this police officer, and all of these things that are going on. We ask you, Lord God, to bring a calmness and a peace. And I believe that he is going to send this thing back to the pits from which it came, this corona. And, Lord, if the Christians will be stronger and we'll be able to stand more and we'll understand, we have a better understanding of his word and his ways. We just not no tiptoe through the tulips thing no more. This is serious business. And I believe that God is truly in our midst, and we pray for each and every one tonight that's here and on the blessings that will fall on you, that you'll be able to continue to bless other people. Praying for pastors of these big churches and the small churches, all churches, that they lead the people in the right way and they have respect for God and what he is saying, that they listen to him, that we're in prayer and fellowship with him. Lord, we thank you, Father, for your mighty and your matchless, no match for this matchless work that needs done down to redeem the children of men back to him, that we may have life and have it more abundantly, Lord. We thank you, Father. We know that you have prepared a place for us, and we love you so much for that, Lord, that you think so highly of us, Lord. Even when we sin and do all kind of things that's against your will, you still love us and you say, ask forgiveness, I'll take you back. Thank you, Lord. Father, we praise you and we honor you. We do bless your name, and we ask all these blessings in the strong and mighty name of Jesus. And for his sake, we humbly pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Truly, we give God the glory, the honor, and the praise for the prayers that have already gone forward. Praise God. And we just thank you, Lord, for another day's journey. Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, thank you so much, Lord God. Hallelujah. For just being good to us. Thank you that you love us. Thank you that you are for us. Glory be to God. And thank you, hallelujah, for saving our lives. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are the I am that I am. Hallelujah. Lord God, I praise your name because you are so good. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you for that message. It's like you just gave the woman of God such a wonderful word to refresh us with, to say to us, hallelujah, and then to remind us to begin to say the word, hallelujah, to pray the prayer with expectation. Glory be to God. So I thank you this evening for being the true and living God. Hallelujah. Thank you that I realize that nothing that is going on in the earth today has taken you by surprise. I thank you, hallelujah, according to your word that you already worked things out for our good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Your word says all things work together for good to them that love you, who are called according to your purpose. Praise God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this evening. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, glory be to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for sitting at the right hand of the Father, even as we pray. And we thank you where two are touching and agreeing, and the Father and Jesus, praise God, the Holy Ghost, and we have more than two or three on this line. So, Lord God, and we pray in agreement that your word is your will for our lives. We thank you that even in the message last night, I'm reminded that I'm not just a child of God, but I'm an heir of God. Glory, glory, glory. And we're praying for revelation knowledge of being an heir of God and a joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ, which reminded me of Luke, the 10th chapter, and verse 19, where you gave us authority. You gave us power, glory be to God. As children of God, you said, behold, I give you power or authority to do what? Tread on serpents and scorpions. That's our enemy, the adversary. And over what? All of the power of the enemy. And you said in your word, Jesus, nothing shall by any means hurt you. That's your word. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And you are a promise keeper. If you said it, Jesus, it is so. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're not an Indian giver. You don't say something and then take it back. Hello, somebody. So, Father, I thank you so much that you care for us. You love us. And you're working things out. I thank you that we can put ourselves in remembrance of what you have said to us, even in your word. Glory be to God. You said you'll perfect that which concerns us. Hallelujah. So many wonderful promises. Hallelujah. We can stand on your promises. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And you know one of my favorites, I always like praise God, Mark 11:22-25, hallelujah. It's what you say, hallelujah. You said, Jesus said, hallelujah, have faith in God and then speak to the mountain. In other words, speak to the situation and say, uproot yourself and be cast into sea. And as long as you're not doubting, don't waver now, don't doubt. We cannot afford to doubt. So, Father, have mercy. And as the man in the Bible said, God, if there's anybody that have some form of unbelief, help that unbelief, because there's no time to doubt, hallelujah, that you're able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or even think. You're able to do it, dear God. Hallelujah. And we're thanking you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The scripture teach, if you are for us, you're more than the whole wide world against us. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That you're working things out. So we're going to say your word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That we shall live and not die. And your word confirms that, because Jesus talked to Martha, praise God. And you said, hallelujah, that you were the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And the next verse says, and he that liveth and believeth on me shall never die. That's what your word teach. And I'm in agreement with your word, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. So we can say we shall live and not die. We thank you for deliverance and healing, freedom from sin, from sickness, from disease, even that coronavirus, yes, sir, in the name of Jesus, because your word teach, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Glory be to God. Thank you for all the lives you have saved, all those that have, Lord God, been in contact with the coronavirus, but yet they're still here to tell, hallelujah, how good you are. Glory be to God. And some people may not even realize that. And it's to the body of Christ's shame if we've kept our mouth shut and not told somebody about Jesus. God, we need to cry loud, hallelujah, tell people about the goodness of God, how you love us, Lord God. And you're going to wipe this thing off the face, because I'm believing you by faith in Jesus' name. Yes, sir, hallelujah, because you said whatever we ask you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, you will give it to us. That's what John 16:23 says. And you want to give it to us because you want our joy to be full. Wouldn't it be a wonderful, joyous occasion, glory be to God, when there's no more cancer, no more sugar diabetes, high blood pressure, no more incontinence, no more circulation disorders, kidney stones, gallstones, no more blood disorders, lupus, Lord God. And I heard the sister say sickle cell disease. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that these diseases is a thing of the past. And we thank you, Jesus, because you already bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. That's our sickness and disease. That's what Isaiah 53 says. You was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you. And with your stripes, we are healed. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father God, and we receive our healing. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Your word is, I believe it's Psalms, praise God, 91, hallelujah. Because we have made you our refuge and our habitation, glory be to God. No plague, no plague, glory be to God, shall come nigh our dwelling, wherever we are. Hallelujah. It shall not come nigh us in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. I agree with your word, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right, but glory be to God, it shall not come nigh thee. Glory be to God. That's what your word, and I agree with it. Hallelujah. And we speak your word this evening in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that you heal this evening in the name of Jesus. Toothaches, backaches, knee pain. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, headaches, in the name of Jesus, whatever it is, arthritic pain, yes, arthritic pain, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I plead the blood of Jesus. And thank you, Lord God, we pray that the healing of that cough, if it's medication, Lord God, that's causing this chronic cough, Lord God, we pray that you will deliver my sister from it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, glory be to God. Whatever we ask, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee. Yes, we do. I agree with your word in the name of Jesus. And it is so. Glory be to God. You said if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done. So we pray for liberty and freedom from strongholds, from addictions, Lord God, from alcoholism and drug addiction in the name of Jesus Christ. God, I pray that the sword of the Spirit be going forth, even as we pray the prayer of faith. The sword of the Spirit, your word, go forth. In Psalms 107, praise God, hallelujah, say, hallelujah, you sent your word and it healed them. We pray that you set those that have been bound by this demon of deception in the name of Jesus. Got people thinking they can drink a little alcohol and then they get strung out on it and look like that's the only thing they can do. Or they out there smoking that weed and think then they own something else stronger. The blood of Jesus, I pray, God, that you break every yoke of that bondage, Lord God, because Jesus came. The blood of Jesus, hallelujah, set those that are bound by this addictive curse. Set them free in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Whatever we ask, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee. Hallelujah. Your word, God, and we're in agreement with your word. We pray for mercy on this evening. We pray, oh God, that you help those, Lord God, that are suffering because of the loss of a loved one this evening. Have mercy, dear God. We pray, God, that you touch conditions, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch people, Lord God, who is having respiratory disorder, respiratory trouble. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray that the supernatural, virtuous healing power of God be released, glory be to God, in those bodies that are suffering right now. God, you are able to do it. And we ask you, Lord God, have mercy upon us. We ask you, if we've sinned and fallen short of your glory, please forgive us. Don't let anything that we've done, Lord God, hinder. So we bind up that accusative demon in the name of Jesus. All he does is go and accuse us and try to get you to believe that we're not worthy of getting the answers to these prayers. The devil is a liar. He hasn't changed, and you already know that, dear God. And we thank you, Lord God. So we bind up that accusative demon in the name of Jesus. And we pray that, God, that you reach down on the inside of the soul of man where they have been wounded, Lord God, and bound by wounds of the past. We pray that you reach with your supernatural arm, Lord God, and pull up and uproot, Lord God, all that devil has told them and convinced them that they have to live by. But God, give them a new lease on life in the name of Jesus. We're praying for those that are lost, because that's why Jesus came, to seek and to save. And you're still doing the same thing. Your love is being poured out today to let people know, I still love you. I still want you to be saved and not lost. You would that none should perish. Glory be to God. Father, I thank you so much. I bless you. I thank you, Lord God. I pray for every person with every need, Lord God, whatever it might be, in the name of Jesus. If it's something, Lord God, hallelujah, that we stand in need of, Lord God, a closer walk with you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The ability to, Lord God, get in a position to hear more from you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that you revealed to us, yes, that was me that said that. That was you that said something and gave us that dream or gave us that vision or spoke that word. Yes, you said it. Glory be to God, because you said your sheep know your voice and a stranger they won't follow. So thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you're doing in this season. I thank you for every supernatural miracle every day. You're pouring out miracles. Yes, in 2020, in spite of what's going on, God, I thank you that you let us see things from your perspective. Glory be to God. You're still working miracles every single day. You're doing so many marvelous things. Glory be to God. I thank you, Lord God. And even though, Lord God, we pray that, Lord God, that you get the victory in every situation, praise God. Hallelujah. And we pray for those that are suffering because of marital breakups in the name of Jesus. God, you said what you put together, let no man put asunder. We pray, God, that you would put your hand of mercy in the situation. But if somebody, Lord God, is going to continue to be rebellious, and only you know that, and that if they don't want to be in that relationship, or if it's a relationship that should not have been in the first place, because you said what you put together, let no man put asunder. And we realize, and we have to confess sometimes, we made the decision, and we made it without you. But But if we just consult you, praise God, things could turn out much better. So, Father, we ask you to forgive us for some of those choices that we made that we should not have made in the past. Forgive us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God, for these women and men on the phone, Lord God. They give of their time and their service. Minister BJ and, Lord God, all the prayer warriors, in the name of Jesus. God, continue to use them for your glory. Bless them and meet their need. God, I pray a special healing in their life. What they stand in need of, Lord God, meet it according to your good riches and glory in Christ Jesus' name. Their families, Lord God, if anyone's lost in their families, we pray, oh God, and remember our children, Lord God, the grandchildren, great-grandchildren, those that, Lord God, may be doing school virtually or they may be in the school. We're praying for their protection. We're praying for the staff, the teachers, the cooks, the ones who keep the building clean. God, in everyone in their prospective places, thank you for the volunteers. Thank you, Lord God, for the agriculture corporations and the farmers and the ones who package our food, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for everyone, and we pray specifically for our leaders, Lord God. We pray that they'll seek wise counsel. We pray for the upcoming election in the name of Jesus. So much more to pray about. But we pray that we draw nigh unto you. We draw closer to you day by day because we need you. We can't live in this world without you. The songwriter says, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. But I thank you, Lord, because I know you love us. I pray a special blessing for each person that's on this line tonight. Bless them and their families. Release a miracle in their life this week, within the next 7 days. Praise God, in the name of Jesus. In that name, and I pray that each person that received God, you do it, whether it be a healing, whether it be a finance, whatever it is, Lord God, that you want to do, you do it, and they'll know that it came from you because only you could do it in Jesus' name. I love you, Lord. I bless you. I give your name to praise. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
To God be the glory. Praise God for the powerful prayers. Tonight we bless God for Pastor Griffin, our speaker for last night. We're going to open that line and allow her to pray for a few minutes before we go into taking prayer requests. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Father. Lord, I just give glory to you tonight. Thank you for the anointing. You said according to your word in Isaiah 10:27, because of the anointing, yokes are destroyed and burdens will be removed from our shoulders. And we give you the glory tonight because you are the Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for this prayer line and the faithful soldiers and Apostle Hubbard. Lord God, who is responsible for this ministry, Lord, being on the wall and refusing adamantly to come down off the wall because there is a great work to be done, and Lord, they are doing a good work. Thank you, Father God, for your soldiers in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you as the women of God have prayed. It's so much to be done. It's so much to be prayed about and prayed for. But we thank you, Father, for making the indentation that you're causing us to make an indentation, Lord God, in the prayers that's going up and interceding and standing in the gap and doing, Lord God, our part in the midst of the big picture. We praise you for it tonight. I come in agreement, Lord, with every prayer that has been prayed. Lord, and I thank you that those prayers have gone up before you. And you said that when the righteous pray, you hear us. And you grant to us the petition that have been placed before you. And we thank you for that. And we believe that the prayers that have been prayed is answered. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, and the precious Holy Spirit, for enabling us with the power and strength and the ability to hold fast, Lord, and lift up the bloodstained banner. In Christ Jesus' name we do pray, and we thank you and give you glory and honor. Amen.
To God be the glory. We praise God. What a mighty God we serve. And I bless the Lord for each prayer. Is something wrong with the phone? What's wrong? And a feedback. Well, I pray glory to God and thank God for each one that prayed tonight and the power of prayer. And we believe in by faith as we speak this thing, we're standing on the promises of the Lord that it will be manifested. Praise God. I'm going to open the lines, praise God, for those that have a prayer request and even a praise report. But we're going to take the prayer request first, and then we'll take any prayer praise reports that God has blessed and moved, and thanking God for all that he's doing. But we do not want to let time get by without taking those requests. So the lines are open for everyone now. So if there's a prayer request first, we're going to take those.
Lord, this is Sister Magdalene McCormick's daughter, and I'm asking you guys to continue to pray my strength in the Lord. I'm asking you guys for, I'm just going through a lot right now, and I thank you all for all your many prayers that you all are praying for me right now, and I'm just asking for strength, and I'm also asking for prayer for all the black people. Because it seems like especially the young people, it seems like they're giving up, and that's something that we just don't want to happen, that we don't want them to think that God has given up on them, because there's a lot of stuff that's going on. 2020 has been a really rough year, and we all are going through different things, and it's just been on my mind, and it was on my spirit very, very heavy last night. And I don't have a lot to say, or not yet, but I just ask for prayer for my strength and just pray for the healing of the land.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord. But right now I'm going to take that prayer request, and then I'm going to allow, praise God, the Lord to bless anyone else to it. And if there's something added to any of that, then we'll ask the other prayer warriors to step into with prayer. But also we're going to still take the rest of the prayer requests. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for Sister Teresa. God, you heard what our prayer request about her strength. And we're standing in the gap for her, God. Thank you for the miracles that's wrought in her body and still going to be manifestable. We're praying for her encouragement, her strength, as she casts these cares upon the Lord and believing by faith when she pray, as we touch and agree and go over that, because we have to be in agreement to believe God is going to move on her behalf for her body and for that she's going through as she casts these cares. You said, all you that are labored, heavy laden, come to you, and you give us rest. Take your yoke and learn of you and your word. Glory to God, you let us know that your burden is light and your yoke is easy. And God, we pray, glory to God, and if we touch and agree with her concerning all the black people, glory to God, whether it be black, brown, or whoever, but you know that it's a direct hit that the enemy is coming up against that particular nation of people, glory to God, of us. And so we bind Satan up in the name of Jesus that you not steal our seeds and our seed, because the main thing is he's targeting the men, but glory to God, we're just praying as a whole, because there's other things going on too around how the enemy is trying to steal even the young people, or either trying to get them caught up in drugs, alcohol, illicit sex, drug trafficking, all kinds of, and even stealing them to take their bodies and so forth and use it for human trafficking. We plead the blood of Jesus, even though we know it's going on with other people, but glory to God, it's just a hit out on them, but the devil is a liar. We know that you raise them up and you bring an increase, and they will be used for your glory. Bind up that spirit of despair, that spirit of hopelessness with the youth as we continue to pray about that. In the name of Jesus, bind up the spirit of suicide and the spirit of the enemy that caused them to get caught up in other kinds of activities and things. Glory to God, to be very destructive. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. We pray right now for a change. Bind of this spirit, glory to God, of oppression and depression, anxiety attacks, suicide attacks against us. We bind up the spirit of the enemy of incest and other things, people making them feel less than or just want to put all of them in a certain group because certain people are acting certain ways. We plead the blood of Jesus of those, glory to God, that have gotten caught up in being rebellious and disobedient, glory to parents and authorities and whatever, for whatever the reason that has pushed them to that. What of God, we are praying, heal, deliver, set free, put people in that pathway, protect out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, in the name of Jesus, and plead the blood of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, against that spirit of enticement, glory to God, of this seductive spirit of sex, even in early ages and all this kind of stuff, the pornography, the things that are showing on the internet, the ones that got them captive, glory to God, with the internet, or glory to God, with all kinds of things that being said and done in the chat room, and glory to God, these fish, these catfish and all these other ones, glory to God, trying to lure them off this to destroy their lives. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against, glory to God, this genocide and genocide, glory to God, and homicide among them. God is so much, but we know you're greater than whatever the enemy is saying. So we speak in life. We speak that they'll be raised, that we'll speak to save their lives and raise them up and help them to have an ear to hear and do what's right in the name of Jesus. And if they're in a bad situation that's beyond their control, God, send help. Glory, I expose the corporate, expose those, glory to God, that are trying to hold them in captivity or oppress them, even if it's in their home. God, we ask you for healing, and we continue to pray, glory to God, that our sister that have these concerns, just like we have different kinds of concerns, you lift this off of Teresa's heart and put it on, so she can put it on the altar so she can pray effectively. And whatever else is going on in the background to try to oppress her, God, we ask you, Lord, to minister, send your ministering angels and strengthen her and encourage her, build her up and help her to hold on to faith like never before, even when it feels like sometimes it's slipping away. God, I'm pressing a little bit harder, just like that tree planted by the rivers of water. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let her be planted in you and in your word. And thank you, Lord God. We are blessing to be, glory to ungirding her in prayer as armor bearers. We bless you and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless her mother, strengthen her and encourage her, as well as her family, all of them, in Jesus' name. Praise God. Any other prayer requests?
Yes, ma'am. Hello, Pastor Hubbard.
Hello there, darling. How you doing?
Hi. I'm fine. How are you?
Okay.
Good. I'd like to request a prayer for Chief Magistrate Samuel W. P. Can you hear me?
Who is it now? You said you want prayer for?
For Chief Magistrate Samuel W. P. E. P. E. A. Y.
Okay.
It's for longevity, prosperity, and spiritual blessings because he's had a positive impact. We have so many youths going astray, and he's a black, an Afro-American. He was the first chief magistrate of South Carolina, and he's had a positive impact on Afro-American lives nationwide, and especially mine. He's been a very, very influential person, and they've done many, many newspaper articles on him, and he's just a very powerful man. And when Black Lives Matter, he's one that has really stood very tall for minorities everywhere.
Okay. Praise God. Well, bless the Lord.
He's very much appreciated.
Okay, we'll take that request, and I'm going to let the other ones come back to back so we can pray them all. I just needed to, just in case Teresa had to go, I needed to just go ahead and cover that. But in the meantime, any other prayer requests? I'm writing it down so I'm not going to forget. Any other prayer requests before we take praise reports? That's all our prayer requests for tonight. Okay, then, Mother Alexander, will you just go ahead and take that praise, that prayer request right there? For she just wanted to pray for it. Chief P, I'm about to say Pee Wee, Chief Samuel W. P. Right.
What's his name?
Chief Samuel W. P.
Oh, Samuel. Okay.
Samuel. For longevity and also the impact he's having, so you want to keep him where he be in position to live and continue to carry the work out. Evidently, that's what I'm understanding.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Father, we bring Samuel before you in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, you see all and you know all. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to help him to be stand strong in your word. Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for making a way, Lord Jesus. Father God, we thank you for strengthening this man, Lord God. Help him to continue to do what you gave him to do, Lord God. Because according to her, she says he do well for young people and have something to do with Black Lives Matter. Lord God, your word said, Lord God, that all things is possible to them that believe. And if you gave him an assignment, Lord God, Father God, we know you gave him the strength and you gave him the position to stand. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for letting this young lady, Tara, to see that he needs help so she can continue, Lord God, to keep on pushing him forward and to doing what he needs to be done. Because from what she says, Heavenly Father, he helping work with a lot of young people too. So, Lord God, touch the mind, Lord God. And, Lord, let your will be done in this situation. Because only you know the minds of young people and the mind of people, Lord God. It's only you can change the mind. It's only you can turn these things around, Lord God. But, Lord, we come together standing in the gap, Lord God, and asking you, Heavenly Father, to renew minds, Lord God. And with the young minds, Lord, it's only you know what's going on. And Lord, you said in your word, ask and believe. When we ask, you receive. So Lord, we believe in that there's going to be a change in this situation, Lord God. For your word said, when you ask, believe you receive it. And Lord God, strengthen Tara, Lord God, that she will stand up strong and know that when she pray, Lord God, that you hear her and the answer will come. But faith go a long way. When you have faith, you don't have to shake and you don't have to wonder. Whatever you ask, you're going to see come forth. And Lord God, continue to bless Tara, that she will continue to stand strong and do the work that she's doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Lord. So there's no more prayer requests. No more prayer requests. We're going to go ahead and take the praise report and bless the Lord. And after that, we just make our announcement and give God glory for the impact of how powerful the prayers did go forth tonight. It's not concerning time. It's the impact, glory to God, of being effective with quality prayers. Okay, praise reports.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Minister BJ. I just want to give up. I thank God for being so good. Sometime a while back, I had a dream, and there are certain dreams I know when they're from the Lord because they come at a certain time in the morning. And I remember I contacted this person, and I told them, you know, what I saw, and I didn't say everything. And I said, I did say one thing, but I said, I'm going to tell you, I described the person that was in the dream that was after him, and I said, you need to stay away from that person because it wasn't, you know, his spouse. So anyway, but today it's so amazing that I talked to another person, and they confirmed that the person that I had described to him was the exact description of the person that was after him. And apparently somebody at the job had told her that she goes after a certain type of men. So, and she was, I said, she, what color was her hair? And they just exactly what the Lord showed me. And I shared that with the person. I told him, I said, you need to stay away from that person. That person don't mean you no good. And, the Lord showed me some other stuff, too, but some other stuff came out about it. I'm not giving into big details right now, but I just thank God for being the true and living God. And, you know, he will, if he loves people so much, he don't want them to be lost. And he will give you a word to share with someone. And some people will, well, why didn't you tell me? Yeah, I said, well, I told you that I had the dream and I need to speak to this person about it, and I did do that. So, but I thank and praise God how after all that time gone by, and I never doubted that it was from the Lord, but at least today I found out, hey, that actually did take place. And now that other part, I found out some more details about that other part that I didn't even express because I didn't even want to go there to that part. But I'm trying to remember all the information that I shared with him, but I didn't get into real heavy detail. But God showed me that, and I thank and praise God. He has given me dreams in the past, And I know when I get them from him, and if it's someone that I know, I go immediately to them. I don't wait. I just go immediately to them and tell them what I saw and what the Lord showed me. But I thank and praise God for exposing that. And I just thank and praise God for wanting to be in a position where I can hear more from the Lord. And if he gives me something that I can encourage someone with, that's what I want to do. So I give God all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor for being so good and for just not wanting anybody to be lost. But he gives them warning before bad things can take place. So God bless. I thank and praise God for that opportunity to share that with you all tonight. God bless you. Amen.
And I concur, because I know he definitely will. I have had some things and so forth like this the same way throughout the years every once in a while. Not a big dreamer, but sometimes when it does happen, and he said do it, and being obedient to the Spirit when you know it's his voice, and do something immediately. Don't let it wait 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 days and a week later and whatever, because it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. But you got to know that God said it and when he said it. So I can confirm, glory to God, and whatever, to say that, yes, I know that he will, and he does, and he gives people chances. Sometimes they
listen,
sometimes they don't.
Amen. And one more thing, Minister PJ, I'm sorry. One more thing is sometimes I remember one lady had shared with me that when I was out of town, this was some years ago, she said, when I got back to town, she said, Sister Willie, I dreamed you died. You got to get your house in order because you're going to die. I said that's contradictory to what the word of God said. And
you know,
I quoted praise God.
God, that
he that liveth and believeth on the Lord shall never die, praise God. I gave her the same one that Jesus told Martha about. And I said, and if you were who you're supposed to be as a child of God and you know what your authority is, when you see something negative, if God shows you something negative, you have the right as a child of God to say something about it. You can cancel some transactions in the name of when they are negative. And I thank and praise God. I've seen some things. I said, the devil is a liar. I rebuke that and bind that up in the name of Jesus. So if
praise
it's against
God,
what God's plan is and his will for our life, hallelujah, glory be to God, you have a right to say something about it, and you have the authority to cancel it. Glory be to God.
Amen.
So I thank God. Maybe I'm the only one that realized that, and I thank and praise God that he's given me understanding of that. So I thank and praise God for that. Glory be to God. So sometimes when you see stuff, you have a right. He'll tell you some things so you can warn someone else and try to, you know, cut off some stuff that the devil is trying to do. It's up to that person whether or not they're going to be obedient. But I told her, I said, the devil is a liar. I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to live, and I'm not going to die. In the name of Jesus. And
amen.
That was so many years ago.
Praise
but now
God,
I'm going to tell you,
God.
People listen to that, and child, they would be so fretful, they probably wouldn't even walk out the house. But I don't believe in that, because see, if some things, you got to be careful with what you hear. You got to make sure you hear from the Spirit of God for yourself. God bless
that
you. I didn't mean to go on like that. But some things you got to remember. If God reveals something and show you something negative, because some things got urgent. I've seen some things that were urgent. I got up and I prayed. The Spirit, the angel come and got me out of my sleep, way down
praise
in
God.
My sleep. Praise God. And
yes.
I had to get up and pray immediately and cancel that thing. And God honored prayer. Hallelujah. The prayer.
Praise
you better
God.
Believe
sir.
Pray that you receive
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I'm
bless
sorry.
God. Praise God. That's true. We got some poor praise reports before. We don't want to miss whatever God's blessing, because it may be an encouragement to someone else. I know Tara has one, so anyone else has a praise report?
Pastor
Parker, you left the line already? Well, that might have been a private.
I do.
Okay, then go ahead, Pastor Sims.
Okay, I'll have to give this praise report. I got a lot of them, but I'm going to make it short. I just give honor and glory to God for you all praying for me and for the supernatural help of God. And I want to say this, when people are ill or whatever, you can't count them out because they're a certain age and this and that as others happen. I was recuperating from the gallbladder surgery, and they say I tested positive
for Corona and all of that. Well, that's too much. I just don't know what, because you this and that. But if you can't stay positive and pray for people, don't come and bring
that's
all
right.
kind of stuff, because they're able to do anything. Is there anything impossible with God? God
right.
raised Lazarus from the dead. God ain't scared of no corona.
Amen.
You said positive. When I saw the when they said the positive, I saw the cross.
Praise God.
That positive. That's what I saw. And I kept saying, I ain't got no corona. I don't have.
Amen.
I shall live and not die and proclaim the works of the Lord. You have to not listen to what people say or what you read. You have to listen to what the Word of God says. And as I lay here, I've been in here since February, but God is allowing me to get up and walk more. I'm about to put this cane down and walk on my own, and I can do it. And I just thank Him and praise Him, and I bless the Lord for all of His precious and mighty gifts. And just ask Him to continue to bless me and my family as I pray for you all on mostly a daily basis, that God will continue to bless, because people need the Lord.
Yes.
They need to hear the Word. They need to gain strength from Him. And I just praise and bless His holy name for His mighty and wonderful deeds to the children of men. And if He'll do it for me, He'll do it for you. God bless each and every one of you.
Thank God for bringing you through to all that being in the hospital and all that God done did. We praise God. Any more praise reports before we close? Well, praise God. We do thank God tonight for mighty move of God and what He's done in His prayers, and thanking God for the Word last night for Pastor Griffin. Thanking God, go over there for each one of you. And we also want to let you know and so forth like this. We're gonna if you don't have the notice and stuff like this of the four Gospels, and also going to be Acts and Romans too, praise God. Pastor Dorsey will be having that on the 9th through the 13th. Praise God, she will be having that. It's more or less just what I suppose to say, it's a revival. Praise the Lord. You can't miss it. But other than, so we are believing God for her to for God to move in a miraculous way. I'm trying to see if I can see the number real quick to give tonight for those that may come on the line periodically. It may not be one of the regular, so that way you can be able to come on. And it happens to fall on the second Sunday. We usually have service on the second Sunday. But we will be on. I'll probably be on maybe 15 or 20 minutes on the line and give a number to anybody that might want to hear the messages on Sunday from off the line of the blog talk with Dr. Pastor Dorsey. So that's the 6th. I mean, that's the 9th to the 13th. And so let's see. Oh, no, that's not it. I've got to try to see if I can find. Oh, my Lord. Trying to make sure that I have her telephone number for 5. It's 1516-387-1797. 1516-387-1797. I know some people already left the line, but those ones, praise God, that on the line, praise God, we want you to be able to hear, the In Presence ministry on the first night, which is Wednesday, will be Pastor Bird. Second night will be Pastor Apostle Burton, and that Thursday and Friday will be Pastor Evangelist Willie LaFont. On Saturday will be Pastor Prophetess Hubbard. On Saturday and on Sunday will be Evangelist, who knows, that is somebody working in the kitchen or something. Meet your line if you're going to be doing stuff in the background. On Sunday will be Evangelist Alexander, and also Minister Evangelist McCormick, Minister McCormick, on that Sunday. On the Sunday, it'll be two speakers, Pastor Mother Alexander and
Mother McCormick. And that's, like I said, I'll be probably on about 15 or 20 minutes on our line and just try to refer people over to this line if they want to come. But I'll pray probably about maybe 15, 20 minutes. So that'll be the time that she's getting everything set up and for time for introduction. So I think that it'll be Mother McCormick first and then Mother Alexander. And again, that number is 1516-387-1797. And that's in presence, in His Presence Ministry, Pastor Dorsey. And so in the meantime, we'll have our speaker on the 20th. Will be our, we'll have the next Sunday then for evangelistic, that one night revival. And then on the fourth Sunday will be Pastor, a prophetess of Benjamin's daughter, which will be evangelist minister Lauren Benjamin. And then our speaker for the second, I mean on the 20th, I got to confirm because the young lady that was going to speak in Monica Moore, in evangelist in Greensboro, got a message today that she got to have some surgery, so it probably won't be to October for her speaking. So we're gonna have to change that night and find out whether First Lady Paige will be able to take that night. So that's how that's going. And then I'll get the other nights to you for the confirmation for the on the 20. I mean, I know on the 2nd and the 4th, I have to get with you to get those confirmations first before I make that announcement. So the line's been open for is that Minister Anum, you're online? We were getting ready to close, dismiss the prayer. Did you have a praise report or a prayer request?
No, ma'am. I just came on.
Oh yeah, we just we got off early tonight. We're just doing the prayer requests. But one thing before we get ready to go, I had looked at and I want to say this. And then as we get ready to get off the line tonight, praise God, it will the armor of God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for your mighty armor you have provided for us. We put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the girdle of truth, sandals of peace, and the shield of faith, which protects, guards us from all fiery darts of the enemy. And we pick up the sword, the spirit of the word of God, that we choose to use against all the forces of evil in our lives. We place on our feet sandals of peace of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the kingdom of God. We ask you, Lord, according to John 14:13-14, to be our guard and shield about us. Take us into the cliff of the rock and underneath your mighty wings, according to Psalms 91. We put your armor on us and live and pray in complete dependency upon you and pray in the Spirit at all times, on all occasions. Ephesians 6:10-18. Blessed Heavenly Father, to God be the glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. And your angels be encamped about us and protect us. And we loose our angels in a great abundance. Glory out in your presence for everyone. We pray and glory out. Thank you this day. Cover us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord. If that's all that we have, we pray glory to God. God bless Mother McCormick and Brother Black. We didn't see them on tonight, but whatever. Glory to God. Their endeavors, we pray. God for Pastor Bird, God for her, blessing her, going through her test today, praying, God, that you continue to bless her body. We thank God for Mother Freeman touching her body and encouraging her. We thank God, glory to God, for Mother Pastor Burton and her shoulder and her husband and how he's doing so much better even after that surgery and trying to gain his weight back. We thanking God for his healing. Now he's even off the walker and the cane. Glory to God. So we thank God for the miracles in his body. And we just bless the Lord for so many that are going through. And my sister had to have unexpected gallbladder surgery. Is it gallbladder surgery? Yes. A couple of days ago. And so she's in near the Orlando area. So the Orlando, between Orlando and Tampa. We pray God and thank God for, we believe for a speedy recovery. And we thank God, glory to God, as Mother Sims, over to God, Pastor Sims, that said how wonderful her daughter, granddaughter, after having that surgery and so forth, that she's doing wonderfully well and getting around. Praise the Lord. So we just thank God for all that he's done and doing and the mighty things he's proven in the midst of and things that being raised, the people that are being raised up and the mighty things that God is still promised to do in our lives. Keep us all covered under the blood, bind Satan, all his little horse and every setup trap, every snare, everything he's setting up to bring division in ministries, families, glory to God, and businesses or whatever else, or trying to harm or danger or sickness or disease, we bind it up and take authority over confusion and chaos. We thanking you and commanding the enemy to be loose from this assignment, and we call back your peace, your joy, and your blood covering, your protection. Help us to be wise as we go in and out, and glory to God, don't tempt the Lord that God, but trust him, glory to God, for being our healer, deliverer, encourager, even our corrector, for chastising because he loves us, and teaching us, glory to God, to hold fast to faith. So we bless you tonight, God, and we give you all glory, praise and honor. Thank you for the food, the clothing, and the shelter. And any monies out there, glory to God, wherever it is, even if it's a stimulus or wherever it's unknown, wherever it is, God, we are calling it in right now, sending our angels out, glory to God, for to bring it in the name of you so we can take care of those necessary needs and be there, glory to God, to be a blessing to those that are in need as we let God's Spirit and bless those that need to be restored of the various things through these storms and various things that are going on and even through the corona. God, heal, deliver, set free, and restore. Most of all, God, we are praying for salvation. And, Lord, we love you today, and we bless you, and we honor you. Keep us covered under your blood as we go in and out on this journey. In Jesus' name, we speak life, health, and wholeness, and peace, and joy, wisdom, and obedience to your word. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We bless you. We say shalom, shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Praise God. Thank the Lord for you all being online and praying. Thank God for your faithfulness. Amen. Praise God. We glorify his holy name. He's worthy. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Good night.
Praise the Lord.
Good night.
Love you all.
We praise God. Shalom. What a mighty God we serve. Awesome is he. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty.